This morning, I'd like to continue to share with you, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
那今天早上我要继续分享听命胜于献祭。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15.
我们再翻到撒母耳记上十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22.
撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22.
撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
So Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than to fatted of rams.
二十二节，撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦献燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于羔羊的脂油。”
You know, we know that Saul in the beginning he was a very humble person.
我们知道保罗在一开始是一个很谦逊的人。
That's why God ordained him as king, anointed him as king.
所以神高他为王。
But as God continued to give him victory over his enemy,
但是当神继续赐给他胜利，
he became very proud.
他越来越骄傲。
Because he's so proud, he did not want to obey the voice of the Lord.
因为他太骄傲，他就不想要遵从神的话。
Just like here, so Samuel sent by God to rebuke Saul in that time.
这里神差遣撒母耳来斥责扫罗。
Then Samuel said to Saul, "Has the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices?"
所以撒母耳就对扫罗说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？”
Then he said, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice."
然后听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
Of course, what's better is to obey and sacrifice.
当然，最好的是顺从以及献祭。
But if we only sacrifice and we don't follow the word of the Lord, then our sacrifice will become in vain.
但是如果我们只有献祭而没有听从神的话，那我们的献祭就没有什么用。
I think quite often we are human beings. It's so difficult for us to obey other people's voices.
对于我们身为人来说，要听从别人的话，有时候是很难的一件事。
Because the minute we obey someone, it seems like we are less than that person.
因为当我们听从这个人的话，就好像我们矮他们一截一样。
You know, my nephew, even though he's only 10 years old.
像我的侄子，他只有十岁。
And you know, when I tell him to do a certain thing, he's very disobedient.
当我告诉他要做什么事，他有时候会很不顺从。
But what's interesting, every time he's disobedient, something always happened to him.
但是有趣的是，当他不顺从的时候，就会有事情发生在他身上。
For example, 2 weekends ago in Dallas.
就像在两个周以前在达拉斯。
And I told him, today is Sabbath. You cannot play like a crazy person.
我跟他说，今天是安息日，你不可以玩。不可以玩得这么疯。
Because he gets so excited that he run around and play this and play that. Tell him you cannot do today's Sabbath. You must prepare your heart to worship God.
因为他很兴奋，就到处乱跑乱跳。我就跟他说，今天是安息日，你不能这样。
And then when I was walking to look for him, I see him in a corner crying.
但是当我在找他的时候，他蹲在一个角落在哭泣。
And ask him what happened.
我就问他说，发生什么事
？So what happened? He was playing chase with other young brother.He's playing chase, that they're chasing each other.
所以他是在跟其他的弟兄在跑，在追逐。
And young brother has a sharp object.
那这个弟兄有一个尖锐的物品。
So what happened is they chasing one another. So the brother was chasing him with this sharp object, and it just happened. My nephew stopped, and then the brother put the sharp object in his bag, right?
所以当他们在追逐的时候，这位弟兄拿着这个尖锐的物品在追他，但是他停下来，所以这尖锐物品就刺到他的背。
So he's in pain. Why? Because he has a little hole in his back.
所以他就很痛，因为他后面被刺了一个洞。
And of course, for us as Christians,
那我们身为基督徒
，quite often we feel if we sacrifice ourselves.
我们想要奉献我们自己。
If we go to Africa, if we go to the Amazon jungle, we preach the gospel. Maybe we don't need to listen to the word of God.
如果我们想可能去非洲、去亚马逊丛林传道，我们就不用听神的话。
But here, Samuel told Saul.How important it is to obey the voice of the Lord.
但是这里撒母耳强调听从神的话是有多么重要。
Because in verse 23, Samuel said, "Rebellion is a sin of a witchcraft."
但二十三节说，悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等。
And stubbornness, it is an iniquity of idolatry.
顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相等。
So that's why we as Christians.
所以我们身为基督徒
，Yes, we have to sacrifice ourselves for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要奉献我们自己
But during the process of sacrificing, we must obey the voice of the Lord.
但是当我们在奉献自己给神的时候，我们还是必须听从神的话。
Because to obey is better than sacrifice.
因为听命胜于献祭。
Look at Adam and Eve.
看看亚当跟夏娃。
They sinned against God.
他们犯罪。
And because of this sin, sin came into the whole world.
因为他们的犯罪，罪就来到世界。
Why did they sin against God?
为什么他们要犯罪呢?
Because they did not obey the voice of the Lord.
因为他们没有听从神的话。
And look at Aaron's two sons.
我们再看
Aaron, yeah, priest Aaron.
我们再看亚伦的两个儿子。
You can see they were priests, they were serving in the temple.
他们是祭司，在殿中服侍神的。
But why did fire came from heaven and kill both of them?
但是为什么天上降下火来把他们烧了呢?
Because why they serving God, they did not obey His voice.
因为当他们当他们侍奉神，他们并没有听神的话。
Because during the time they offer profane fire.
因为在当时他们奉献献燔火。
And this fire is not according to God's will.
这个火并不按照神的旨意。
Even they sacrificed themselves.
就算他们奉献了自己。
But God killed them.
但是神还是杀了他们。
Because of their disobedience.
因为他们的不顺从。
So the same thing for King Saul.
所以对扫罗王也是一样。
God gave him so many victory over his enemy.
神赐给他对给仇胜过仇敌
，But little by little，
但是一点一点的
，He no longer want to obey the voice of the Lord，
他不再想要顺从神的话
，And that's why chapter 15 verse 1，
所以在十五章第一节
，Samuel went to Saul to warn him，
撒母耳到扫罗那边去警告他
，He said yes， you are king over Israel，
你是以色列的王没有错
，And the reason you are king because God anointed you as king。
你是王，因为神高你为王。
And because of this, you must heed the voice of the Lord.
因为如此，你当听从神的话。
So during the time God gave him the commandment to go kill all the Amalekites.
所以神当初告诉他要杀掉所有的亚玛利人。
And during the time Saul gathered, 210,000 men.
当时扫罗带了21万人。
You can see as king, his power over many people.
他当王的权力可以掌管很多人。
But he want more power.
但是他想要更多的
权利。He want more glory.
他想要更多的荣耀。
So quite often you and I also have the same mentality.
有时候我们的心情也是一样。
Quite often God bless us so much.
神已经祝福了我们很多。
But we want more.
但是我们永远想要更多。
Of course, there's nothing wrong to have more.
当然要有更多并不是一件错事。
But in the process of gaining more, we must realize we must continue to obey the voice of the Lord.
但是当我们想办法得到更多的时候，我们还是要听从神的话。
Because quite often when we don't obey something, because we want our own way and we want to do things our own will.
有时候我们不听从，是因为我们有自己的想法、自己的做事方法。
And we know that the more we have, the more we want.
我们知道，我们拥有的越多，就想要越多。
Quite often you and I can never satisfy with, you know, with what we have.
人常常无法满足于自己所拥有的。
No, I don't.Of course, over here there's not too many beaches here, right? Only Galveston I've been to.
在这里只有 Galveston 一个海滩。
But in Boston, I used to go to the beach quite often.
但是在波士顿那里，我常常去海滩。
And one thing I can learn from the seagull, because the seagull they are very greedy birds, right?
我从海鸥身上学到的，因为他们是很贪心的鸟类。
So when I go to the beach, many people, you know, when they eat, they just throw the food, they throw breads or peanuts and stuff like that out there for all the birds.
所以当人到海滩去，他们就会把面包屑啊、饼干丢在地上给鸟吃。
I remember one time this imprinted image in my head.
我有印象深刻的有一次。
I saw this seagull.
我看到这海鸥。
And some people drove like a lot of bread out there.
有人把面包屑丢在地上。
Of course, a lot of seagull came and took, you know, both claws, you call claws, of two hands, like full of bread.
所以就有鸟飞过来，用两只爪子把面包屑抓起来。
And both of his claws completely full with bread.
那两个爪子完全都是面包屑。
But as he was flying away,
但是当他飞走的时候
，then he looked down. Of course, I see he saw that there's another person was throwing bread also.
他看到另外一个人也是在丢面包屑。
And guess what he did?
那是猜猜他做了什么事？
He would come down and try, even though his hands, both hands are full, he tried to get all the other bread too.
虽然他的爪子已经满满都是面包屑，他还是想要飞下来继续抓更多的面包屑。
But to get the other bread, he had to let go of the other bread.
但是他要抓这个面包屑，他就必须把爪子放开。
In the process of letting go, the other seagull was faster than he was, so he let go of his bread. Then the other seagull took his bread, and then by the time he got down, the other seagull took all the bread, so he flew up empty-handed.
所以当他放开他的爪子，想要去抓其他海鸥，就把他掉下来的面包屑抓走。当他到地上的时候，其他海鸥也把所有的面包屑都拿走了。
And I think about King Saul.
就想到扫罗王。
God bless him so much.
神很祝福他。
He was king over the whole nation of Israel.
他是以色列的王。
He said one word, then 210,000 soldiers was for him to control.
他说了一句话，就有21万的士兵供他差遣。
But by verse 23.
但是在23节
God has rejected him as king.
神不愿意在他在做以色列的王了。
And after that, he lost everything.
所以他就失去了所有。
So that's why for us, when we obey the voice of the Lord,
所以对我们来说，如果我们听从神的话，
is strength upon strength.
就是力上加力。
Because to obey is very powerful.
因为顺从是很有力量的。
Of course, when we obey the voice of the true living God,
当然是我们顺从。真神的话。
Let's continue to study King Saul.
我们再继续学习扫罗王。
Look at chapter 15, verse 7.
我们再看15章第7节。
And Saul attacked the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Sur, which is east of Egypt.
扫罗击打亚玛利人，从哈贝拉直到埃及前的苏尔。
You know what's wrong with Saul's mind?
你知道扫罗的心思有什么不对的？
He equated victory over his enemy with obeying the voice of God.
因为他把打胜仗跟听从神的话画上等号。
Remember previously he made a sacrifice that's unlawful.
我们记得他之前献了一个他不该献的祭。
Because he did not obey the voice of the Lord.
因为他没有听从神的话。
But now he went against the Amalekites.
那现在他去攻打亚玛利人。
And God gave him victory.
神让他胜利。
Because of this, he feel like what he did is right.
因为这样，他觉得他做的事是正确的。
But no, we should not have that kind of mentality.
但是我们不应该这么想。
Because God's will always going to be done.
因为神的旨意永远会成全。
Because during that time, the Amalekites must be destroyed.
因为在当时亚玛利人必须被消灭。
So God gave him victory.
所以神让扫罗打
胜仗。Not because he was obedient to the voice of the Lord.
并不是因为他顺从神的旨意。
So that's why when you and I sacrifice ourselves.
所以当我们奉献我们自己的时候。
Maybe we go here, we go there to preach the gospel.
我们四处去传福音。
And God work with us.
神与我们同工。
But God working with us, it doesn't mean that we completely, be obedient to him.
但是当神与我们同工，不代表我们是听从神的话的。
But yes, sometimes that's the way it is, but not all times like that.
当然，有时候是这样，但不是所有的时候都是这样。
So that's why here he went against the Amalekites.
所以在这里，他去攻打亚玛利人。
And look at verse 8.
我们看第八节。
He also took Agag, king of Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword.
他生擒了亚玛利王雅甲，用刀杀尽亚玛利人的众民。
Because in chapter 15, verse 3, God told Saul, "You go out, you destroy everything."
因为十五章第三节，神告诉扫罗，你要把所有一切都灭尽。
Of course, the Amalekites represent the fleshly sin that you and I have nowadays.
当然，亚玛利人是代表着我们现在的肉体上的情欲。
When it comes to sin, we must kill everything.
跟罪有关的，我们全部都要除灭。
Why? Because if we allow little sin to stay inside our heart, sooner or later this sin become bigger and bigger, and this sin will kill us.
因为如果我们让罪存在我们心中，罪就会一直成长，到最后会把我们给除灭。
So here, Saul killed everybody except for the king.
所以这里扫罗杀了所有的人，除了亚玛利王以外。
Why did he want to keep the king?
为什么他想要保留这个王呢？
Because of his pride.
因为他的骄傲。
But look at verse 9.
我们再看第九节。
But Saul and the people spit Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them, but everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed.
扫罗和百姓却怜惜雅甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美物不可灭绝，凡下贱瘦弱的尽都杀了。
This is very interesting.
这很有趣。
If I was Saul, the thing that I would keep probably, babies and infants, right?
如果我是扫罗，我可能会留下那婴儿。
But no, he killed all those.
但是他把那些都杀了。
But he kept the king.
但是他留下王。
And he kept the you know all the things that is good, right? The good sheep, the good you know, lambs, and all the thing was good. He kept all those things.
还有他把上好的牛羊还有美物都留着。
Why? Because the Bible says they were unwilling to destroy it.
因为圣经说他们不愿意把它除灭。
Now let you and I think about this a little bit.
我们来想一下这一件事。
Everything that was worthless, they destroyed.
所有没有用的东西他们都除掉。
But all the things that is good, they kept.
所有的好东西他们都留着。
So why did they disobey the voice of the Lord?
所以为什么他们不顺从神的话呢？
They disobey the voice of the Lord, concerning things that can benefit them.
他们不顺从神的话，因为这些东西对他们有益处。
Quite often God tells us, on Sabbath you and I should have a day of rest.
常常神告诉我们，在安息日你们要有一天的休息。
We should not work, we should not do things with our own pleasure.
我们不应该工作，不应该随着自己的心意玩乐。
But what happens if you go out and get a job?
但是如果你去找工作的话
，Maybe the job doesn't pay too much, but then we have to work on Saturday. Maybe it's okay. God tell me that.I cannot work on Saturday, right? So I'm not going to work on Saturday.
有时候可能这个工作薪水不高，但是礼拜六不用工作，那我就说这不错，因为神告诉我礼拜六不该工作。
But what happened if the job is really good?
但是如果工作很好的话呢
？They pay you extra $30,000 a year to work on Saturday.
他们付你30,000块，就是为了让你在礼拜六工作。
Would you be willing to to not take that job?Or we, and observe the Sabbath instead.
你会愿意为了安息日而放弃这个工作吗？
I remember one of the sisters in Miami.
我想到在迈阿密有一位姐妹。
God taught her the Ten Commandments.
神教了她十诫。
And one of the commandments, thou shall not steal.
有其中有一诫是不可偷盗。
And then she testified.
就她就见证。
Then one time she went to the mall.
有一次他到 mall 里面
and she saw a dollar bill.
他看到地上有一张一块钱的
and then of course when she saw a dollar bill the first thing she wanted to do is go and pick it up because someone loses it and then now it's hers.
当然他看到就想要把它捡起来因为有人掉了现在他可以把它捡走
so as she walked toward the dollar bill on the floor
所以当他走进这张一块钱的钞票
and she leaned over to get it
他弯腰想要捡起来的时候
and then at the time she froze she couldn't move
在那个时候他就没办法移动
so even though she tried to go and reach it but she could not move she was stuck
但他想要 弯腰弯下去但是他没有弯不下去了
then of course she thought something was wrong with her
他想说他可能身体有什么不对劲
then she got up again
所以他就站起来
then she walked
他就走一走
she realized nothing wrong with me
他就发现他没有任何错
and
没有什么任何问题
she went back and tried to get the dollar again
那他又想要回去捡这张一块钱。
And as he leaned over, tried to get the dollar, and then God also, froze her. She cannot, she cannot take it.
但是当他弯到一半，他就无法再继续弯下去了。
Then she didn't realize, why I cannot pick up that $1? Someone lost it.
他就想说，为什么他没有办法捡起这张一块钱呢
？Then when she went home,
然后他就回家。
And his son during that time was very, he was very young.
当时他的儿子非常年轻
and he was reading the children's Bible.
他在读儿童的圣经
and it just happened he was reading the Ten Commandments.
他就读到十诫
and the children's Bible with Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, it says, you shall not take things that belong to you, that's not belong to you.
所以十诫的不可偷盗就写说你不应该拿不属于你的东西
then when I heard that testimony,
当我听到这个见证
I say to myself, $1 is fine, it's not a big deal. Why you want to take $1 anyway? It's not worth it, right?
我想说，这一块钱并不是什么大东西。
And then one day I was walking.
就有一天我就在走。
And I saw $100 bill on the ground.
我看到100块钱掉在地上。
Then I was thinking to myself.
那我就在想。
I was looking, is that $1 or $100? And was sure with $100 bill.
我在想那是一块钱的还是100块的，但是100块的。
I was thinking, okay, $1, $100, $100 is worth much more, right?
我就想说100块，更值得，更值钱。
And I was thinking in my head, maybe I should take it.
我就想说，可能我应该要把它捡起来。
Even if $20, I'll leave it. But $100, come on, you can't find nobody drop $100, right?
如果是20块，我还想说没关系，就走过去。但是100块钱很难得。
But really, thank God.
是很感谢神。
See, during that time, I just feel okay. I was praying God, okay, I really don't want to pick up this $100 because I know this $100 does not belong to me.
当时我的想法就是我不应该把它捡起来，因为它不属于我。
So thank God I left.
所以感谢神，我把它留在那边。
And thank God I feel my conscience was clear. I feel very joyful.
也感谢神，我的良知让我感到非常的高兴。
And then one day I took my dog to a park.
当有一天我带我的狗去公园。
And of course I, you know, she was running around this and that, and all of a sudden I walk, and all of a sudden I saw a pen.
所以当 他在跑来跑去，我看到一支笔。
And this pen is exactly the same pen that I have at home.
那这支笔跟我在家里的笔是长一模一样。
And I thought I dropped this pen because I wore a big coat and stuff. So, oh, I dropped my pen, so I just picked it up.
所以我就觉得说是我掉的，我就把它捡起来。
I'm talking this pen is not LeBlanc or anything. It's just like a 99 cents pen, right?
啊，这就是一支大概99 cents 的笔。
So I brought it home.
所以我就把它带回家了。
Then I brought it home. Then I pull out the pen and I put it on my desk. And I realized, oh.This is not my pen because my pen is on my desk.
所以当我回家把它拿出来，我就发现我的笔还在我家的桌上。
Now I'm saying 99 cents pen is not a big deal.
我就想说99 cents 的笔没关系了。
For 3 days.
在那时候的三天
，I couldn't sleep.
我无法睡着。
And I'm like, what's wrong with me?
就想说我怎么了
？This pen is only 99 cents.
这支笔只有99 cents.
And I was keep thinking you must return back the pen. It's not yours. You return back the pen.
我就一直想说，我应该要还这支笔。
Well, I was so stubborn, I didn't want to walk back to the park and return back the pen.
当时我很坚持，我不想要走回到这个公园。
And finally, because I couldn't sleep and my mind was going crazy almost, right? And then I went back and I brought the pen and put it exactly where I found it. After I drop it off, I feel such a relief.
所以，因为我一直无法睡觉，那我就把笔带到公园，放在原本的地方，那我就感觉轻松多了。
So in the eyes of God.
所以在神眼中。
No, when we take things that not belong to us, then we are stealing.
如果我们拿到不属于我们东西，我们就是在偷窃。
I remember, you know, one time I dropped my wallet at the movie theater.
有一次我把我的钱包掉在电影院。
I went back 5 minutes later, it was gone.
我五分钟后再回去已经不见了。
And this is how the world is. Can you imagine if we all obey the voice of the Lord? If we see anything, we just keep it there. And then anyone who loses it, they come back and they find it, right?
所以如果说我们听从神的话，我们只把东西留在那，那个人回来就会找到。
But of course, you can see why did Saul and the people kept all the choice stock?
但是为什么扫罗跟百姓把上好的牛羊都留下来呢？
Because they worth something.
因为他们很有价值。
But all the one that is not worth anything, just destroy it, it's very easy.
但是那些没有价值的，他们就把它很轻松就把它们灭尽。
So that's why for us, do we, you know, make choices to obey the word of God?
所以我们在决定要不要听从神的话的时候
，with some kind of condition or unconditionally?
是有条件还是没有条件？
Because do we always obey the voice of God?
我们是不是随时都听从神的话呢
？We should.
我们应该要
no matter, you know, how much the thing seems to work to us.
不管这眼前的东西到底多有价值。
Because even we go get a job.
就算是我们去找工作。
If we make extra $50,000 because of, you know, and then they want us to work on Sabbath.
如果我们多赚50,000块，但是他们要我们礼拜六来工作。
We must have the faith to say no.
我们必须要说不。
If we say no to this job.
如果我们拒绝这个工作。
God bless us even more.
神会更加的祝福我们。
Now, when we go to Africa,
如果我们去非洲。
One of the things that's most difficult for the brothers and sisters there is to obey Sabbath.
那里的弟兄姐妹最困难就是守安息日。
Because Sabbath is on a Saturday.
因为安息日是礼拜六。
And pretty much in the whole country of Africa, Saturday is a marketing day.
在整个非洲礼拜六是要做买卖的时间。
So this means most of them are farmers, so throughout the weekdays, they get all the produce and stuff together for Saturday, so they bring it to the city and sell it.
大部分人都是农夫，他们礼拜一到礼拜五工作，然后礼拜六就把所收成的带到市区去卖。
And some members have to work, I mean, have to walk at least 6 to 8 hours.
有些信徒必须要走6到8小时。
3-4 hours one way, 3-4 hours back.
一程要3到4个小时。
And of course, the roads that they walk on is not like paved road. It's all dirt, maybe the snakes and all that kind of stuff, right? And they carry heavy things on them.
那他们走的路并不是有整理过的路，还是土啊，然后会有蛇出没。他们又要背着很重的东西。
No, some of them carry this big basket on their head, right?
所以他们 会把这个大篮子顶在头上。
It's amazing how strong their necks are because it takes three guys to pick up that basket to put on her head. But when it's on her head, she can walk for hours with the basket on there. Like this is unbelievable.
我们会很惊讶她的脖子有多硬啦，因为要三个人才能把这个篮子提起来，但她可以顶着那个篮子走很远的路。
But if they don't go on that Saturday to sell their produce.
但是如果他们礼拜六没有去卖他们的出产
then they have make no money.
他们就赚不了钱
so every week is like this.
所以每一周都是这样
so that's why so many members you know, they feel that to observe Sabbath is very difficult.
所以很多的信徒觉得要遵守安息日很困难
but then you know, step by step
但是一步一步的
our brothers continue to have faith
有些弟兄他们有信心
so some of our brothers and sistersThey say, you know what? Sabbath is a day to worship God.
所以有些弟兄姐妹说，礼拜六就是要来敬拜神。
And they don't walk to the market.
他们就不去市区
了。And they don't sell their produce.
他们不去卖他们的东西。
Guess what happened?
我们猜发生了什么事
？On Sunday.
那礼拜天
，people come to their village and buy their produce from them.
就有人礼拜天到他们的村庄跟他们买他们的出产。
This is unbelievable.
这是很不可思议的。
First, they don't need to walk 6-8 hours through the city.
第一点，他们不需要走6-8小时到市区去。
They can just stay home, and the people came to their village to buy their stuff.
他们可以待在家，等人来买他们的东西。
Because God is very, you know, He's very faithful.
因为神是很信实的。
If we obey His voice,
如果我们听从他的话
，we would never lose anything.
我们不会失去什么东西。
But we would gain many things.
我们会得到很多。
But Saul, he should realize this.
但扫罗必须要，他应该要了解这个。
Because when he was a nobody，
因为当他谁都不是的时候
，God anointed him as king，
神高他为王。
When he was a nobody，
当他谁都不是的时候
，God allowed him to control the whole nation of Israel。
神让他掌管整个以色列。
But now he feels that he's somebody。
但是现在他已经是有名望。
Because he feels he's somebody, then he does not to obey the voice of the Lord。
他觉得他已经有地位，他就不再听从神的话。
But look at verse 12。
我们再看十二节。
Chapter 15, verse 12。
十五章十二节。
So when Samuel rose early in the morning to meet Saul, it was told Samuel saying, Saul went to Carmel, and indeed he set up a monument for himself, and he has gone all around.Passed by and gone down to Gilgal.
十二节，撒摩尔清早起来迎接扫罗。有人告诉撒摩尔说，扫罗到了加密，在那里立了纪念碑，又转身下到基甲。
So why did he keep King Agag alive?
所以为什么他让亚甲王活着呢
？So he can parade him everywhere.
所以他可以带他去所有的地方。
And I would say, look, this king is a powerful king, but guess what? I'm more powerful than he is.
他可以说看这个王多么的强大但是我战胜了。
And that's why when Samuel went to look for him,
所以当撒摩尔去找他的时候
he just go here and go there what? To parade this king in front of everybody.
他就是带着这个王到处去游行去显明他自己的荣耀。
And why did he go everywhere? To build a monument for himself.
为什么他要到处去呢因为他要在各地建他的纪念碑。
And that's why he kept King Agag alive.
所以这是为什么他让亚甲王活命的原因。
Because during that time, if you fought with a king and the king is your prisoner, this means you are more powerful than he is.
当时当你跟一个王打仗，而他变成你的阶下囚的时候，表示你比他还有力量。
You can see Saul, his name always was so glorious already during that time.
所以扫罗的名字在当时是非常有荣耀的。
He was the first king in Israel.
他是以色列第一个王。
And he's more handsome than anyone.During that time,
他比当时任何人都还要英俊。
And he's a head taller than anyone during that time.
他也比任何人都高一个头。
But he did not see that.
但他没有看到这一点。
He wanted more. He wanted more. He wanted more.
他还要更多。
And then he wanted to make more, you know, monument everywhere for himself instead of glorify God.
他想要为他自己在各地都立上纪念碑。
Look at verse 13.
再看十三节。
Then Samuel went to Saul, and Saul said to him.Blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord.
十三节，撒摩尔到了扫罗那里，扫罗对他说：“愿神赐福给你，神的命令我已经遵守了。”
This is also very interesting.
这也很有趣。
Samuel did not ask him any questions.
撒摩尔什么都没有问。
But Saul, you know, willingly told Samuel, "Hey, you know what? I have performed the command of the Lord."
扫罗就自动的跟撒摩尔说：“我已经遵守神的话了。”
What does that mean?
这代表什么呢?
That means Saul must have known what he did was not completely, you know, obedient to God.
扫罗一定知道自己所做的没有遵照神的话。
You know, sometime when I come home,
有时候当我回到家,
and of course my nephew has his duty at home.
当然我的侄儿在家里有些事情要做。
The minute I walk through the door, when I talk to my nephew, I realize that he doesn't do his duty, right?
当我跟我的侄子讲话，我就知道他没有做到他该做的事。
For example, his room has to be clean.
他有一个，他必须要整理他的房间。
And if there's any toys and stuff on his room, I just go in and throw the trash back and give it to Goodwill, right? He knows that.
如果我到他的房间看到他的玩具丢满地，我就会拿一个塑胶袋装起来，全部捐出去。
So sometimes I walk into the house like, oh, I'm going to clean my room.
所以当我有时候当我走进去，他就会说：“哎，叔叔，我已经把我房间清干净了。”
And for him, cleaning his room, it just pretty much just know stuffing things underneath the bed and stuff like that. That's cleaning his room, right?
对他来说，整理只是把东西全部塞到床底下。
And I say to him, Seven, did you really clean your room?、Right?
所以我就问他：“你真的有整理吗？”
But because he's hoping that when he say I clean my room, he say, "Oh, good boy, you know, it's all right." And then I don't go up and check, right? That's what he's hoping, right?
他希望说，当他说我整理了我的房间，我就不会去看他的房间。
But never fail. Every time I go up, when he says clean his room, his room's never clean.
但是当他每次这么说，我只要走上去一看，他的房间都是没有整理过。
So here King Saul say to Saul, "Look, I have performed." King Saul say to Samuel, "I performed the command of the Lord."
所以这里扫罗对撒母耳说，我遵守了神的话。
But look at verse 14.
我们再看14节。
But Samuel said, "What then is that bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear?"
十四节，撒母耳说，我耳中听见有羊叫、牛鸣，是从哪来的呢？
See, to follow God's commandment according to Saul is just half the commandment.
所以、
To Saul.Following God's commandment, he only do half these God's commandments, and that's following God's commandment.
所以对扫罗来说，他只遵从了一半，这对他来说就已经遵从了。
So here, but Samuel said, "Look, if you truly follow God's commandment, why do I hear the sheep? Why do I hear the oxen?"
那撒母耳说，如果你有遵从神的话，为什么我听见羊叫牛鸣呢？
And look at verse 15.
再看十五节。
What did he say?
他说了什么呢？
And Saul said, "They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spear the best of the sheep and oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed."
十五节，扫罗说，这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献与神耶和华你的神，其余的我们都灭尽了。
And look also verse 21.
再看二十一节。
But the people took off the plunder sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal.
二十一节，百姓却在当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在基甲献与耶和华你的神。
First, when Samuel confronted Saul.
第一个，当撒母耳跟扫罗碰到扫罗，
What did he do?
他说了什么呢？
He blamed on other people.
他把责任归到别人身上。
Because in verse 15 say, they have brought them from the Amalekites, not him. They have brought them.
他们说他们把他带来，不是他带的。
But remember, Saul was the king.
但是我们要记得扫罗是王。
Whatever he say goes.
他不管他说什么都会成就。
But no, he's blame on the people.
但是他却责备百姓。
And not only blame on the people, he also blame on Samuel.
他不但责备百姓，还责备了撒母耳。
He said the reason why the people kept the sheep and the oxen was to sacrifice to your God.
他说为什么要留下上好的牛羊呢？因为要献给耶和华你的神。
Was not God his God?
神不是他的神吗？
No, he said to sacrifice to your God. Actually, not only blame on Samuel, but he also blame on God.
他说要献于你的神，他不只责备撒母耳，还责备了神。
If God did not require sacrifice, they would never keep all those things.
如果神不需要献祭，他们不会把这些牛羊留下来。
It doesn't make sense.
这说不通。
Because God was also his God.
因为神也是他的神。
But when he spoke to Samuel, he said, "The reason why they kept it is to sacrifice to your God."
但是当他跟撒母耳说话，他是说要献祭给你的神。
But so maybe sometime, you know, the reason why we work on Saturday, because maybe right now Houston Church we doing a building, we work on Saturday make more money so we can give tithe to God, right? If God did not require tithe, I would not need to have to work extra, right? Sometimes we have that kind of mentality, which is completely wrong.
有时候我们可能会想说，为什么我们在礼拜六要工作呢？这样我们就可以赚多一点钱来奉献给教会。那这其实是错误的。
But of course, they kept all these things. Their heart was not to sacrifice to God.
但是在他们心中，他们留下这些并不是要献给神。
And he is to keep it for themselves.
他们是要自己留下来。
But Saul just make excuses.
但是保罗就是找借口。
He said, yes, they kept it. Why? Because they want to sacrifice to your God. If your God did not want to sacrifice, then we don't need to keep it.
他说，因为我们要奉献给神，如果神不需要献祭的话，那我们就不会留下来了。
And look at verse 16.
再看十六节。
Then Samuel said, be quiet.
撒母耳对扫罗说：“你住口吧。”
You see, you know, I really felt that Samuel loved Saul so much.
我真的觉得撒母耳很爱扫罗。
Because here he knew that Saul would continue to sin against God if he continued to speak.
因为他知道扫罗一直在犯罪，他也一直跟他说。
That's why Samuel just said, "Be quiet."
所以撒母耳说：“你住口吧。”
And I also feel like this sometimes when I ask my nephew questions, right?
有时候我也觉得，当我在问我侄儿问题的时候
，Then he just keep, you know, lying, making up stories, lying, making up stories. I tell him seven, stop it already, right? The more you talk, the more you know you're lying.、Right?
他就是当他一直讲一些不着边际的话，我就跟他说停下来吧，你只是在说谎而已。
But you can see Saul has no repentance inside his heart.
但是扫罗心中并没有悔改的心。
And why? Because of his pride.
为什么呢？因为他的骄傲。
And that's why Samuel said to Saul, verse 17. So Samuel said, "When you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribe of Israel?"
所以十七节，撒母耳对扫罗说：“从前你虽以为自己为小，岂不是被立为以色列支派的元首吗
？”And when you are small in your own eyes, did not the Lord anointed you king over Israel?
耶和华高你为以色列王的时候，你不是也以为自己为小吗
？Now God sent you to destroy the Amalekites.
现在神要你去除灭亚玛利人。
But you're not willing to do it.
但是你不愿意这么做。
And that's why Samuel said to Saul, "To obey is better than sacrifice."
所以撒母耳跟扫罗说，听命胜于献祭。
So you and I also must have this kind of mentality.
我们也必须要有这样的观念。
Yes, we can give our body to be burnt.
我们可以献上我们的身体。
We can go to the deep jungle after to preach the gospel.
我们可以到非洲的丛林去传福音。
But if we don't obey the word of the Lord,
但是如果我们没有听从神的话
then our sacrifice become in vain.
那我们的献祭都白费了。
That's why nowadays for us as Christians,
所以我们今天身为一个基督徒
we always equate you know, serving God and sacrificing ourselves equal to obeying God. No, those are two different things.
所以听从神的话跟奉献自己其实是不同的事情。
We must obey God first.
我们必须要先顺从神的话。
Then we sacrifice ourselves.
然后才奉献我们自己。
Because if we sacrifice ourselves without obeying the voice of God, then we will not sacrifice in the correct manner.
因为如果我们奉献自己却不听从神的话，我们就不是在正道上走路。
But of course, even though you and I make mistakes,
但是我们都会犯错。
We must repent.
我们必须悔改。
If we repent, God is willing to forgive us.
如果我们悔改，神会愿意原谅我们。
But Saul has no repentance inside his heart.
但是扫罗心中没有悔改的心。
And that's why in verse 24.
所以在二十四节。
And look at what Saul said. Then Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words."
所以二十四节，扫罗对撒母耳说：“我有罪了，我因惧怕百姓听从他们的话，就违背了耶和华的命令和你的言语。”
It seemed that he repented.
看起来他有悔改
But actually, no.
但是其实并没有
He continued to make excuses.
他还是继续找借口
He said, "Why I did not obey your words and God's word?"
他说为什么我违背了耶和华的命令和你的言语呢
Because I fear the people.
因为我惧怕百姓
Then look at verse 25.
再看二十五节
Say, "Now therefore please pardon my sin and return with me that I may worship the Lord."
现在求你赦免我的罪同我回去我好敬拜耶和华
So he just said, "Oh, forgive me for my sin, but you know, you come with me." Why? BecauseWhen if Samuel does not go with him, then the elders, the people, would you know, will look at him. Why Samuel is not with you?
所以他说，求你赦免我的罪，同我回去。他因为他这样子他想要撒母耳一起回去。因为若撒母耳没有跟他一起回去的话，
那
长老就会说撒母耳呢。
And then verse 26, Samuel said, "No, I will not return with you."
二十六节，撒母耳说，我不同你回去。
Then he grabbed you know the robe of Samuel and split it.
所以扫罗就抓着撒母耳的衣襟，但他就撕裂了。
Then of course, look at verse 30.
我再看三十节。
Say, "Then have said, 'I have sinned, yet honor me.'"
扫罗说我有罪了，虽然如此，求你在百姓和长老和以色列人面前裁决我。
So you get to the point that Saul was going a little bit crazy, right?
这里扫罗已经有点过分了。
Because he has so much pride inside his heart.
因为他心中有太多的骄傲。
He said to Samuel, look, I have sinned, but you know what? Honor me.
他对撒母耳说，我虽然有罪了，但是还是请你裁决我。
It doesn't work that way.
这并不是这样做的。
If you and I live a life of sin, God would not bless us.
如果我们活在罪中，神不会祝福我们。
If you and I live a life of sin, we have no peace, no joy inside our hearts.
如果我们活在罪中，我们心中不会有平安喜乐。
And why did he want Samuel to go with him?
为什么他想要撒母耳跟他一起回去呢？
Thirdly, say please before the elders of my people and before Israel, and return with me that I may worship the Lord your God.
三十节说，求你在我和百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。
I see he never really had a true repentance inside his heart.
在他心中永远没有真实的悔改。
He just wanted to ask Samuel, forgive me, honor me, go with me, so that the elders and Israel can see that what I did was correct.
他只是想要让撒母耳同他回去，让他在以色列人面前有面子。
No.Saul was a great king.
扫罗是一个好的王，是一个很厉害的王。
But he also had his weaknesses.
但是他有他的缺点。
And his weaknesses is to please people.
他的缺点是要让人欢喜。
Why did he perform the unlawful sacrifice?
为什么他要献上他不该献的祭呢？
Is to please people.
为了要取悦人们。
Here, why he did not kill King Agag and all the livestock, the choice livestock?
这里为什么他没有杀亚甲王以及把上好的牛羊都留着呢？
Because he wanted to show off in front of people.
因为他想要在人民面前展现自己。
And why he couldn't repent?
为什么他无法悔改呢？
Because he repented is not so he can humble before God, but he wants people to honor him, to glorify him.
他并不是真心想要悔改，只是想要在人面前能够有面子而已。
You and I nowadays we are also kings.
所以在我们今天也是身为一个王。
Yes, as kings we have capability to do many things.
身为一个王，我们可以做很多事情。
But don't forget to heed the voice of the Lord.
但是不要忘记去寻求神的话。
Especially when it comes to doctrines.
尤其是与教义有关的。
Because nowadays inside our church.
因为今天在教会当中。
Actually, we compromise many of God's word.
我们已经妥协很多神的话了。
Because we want to please people in the world.
因为想要取悦世上的人。
But actually, when we please God.
但是我们要取悦神。
By default, we also will please others.
如果这样，我们也会同时取悦到其他人。
But if we try to please men,
如果我们只取悦人，
we can never please God.
我们没有办法取悦神。
So that's why don't be like King Saul.
所以不要像扫罗一样。
As we continue the journey to the heavenly kingdom,
当我们继续走在往天国的路上。
One thing that will come upon us that you and I will have to stand firm in the faith that we have.
我们必须要站稳我们的脚步在信仰上。
Whatever God commands us to do, that we must do.
不管神要我们做什么，我们都要做。
Don't compromise because of men.
不要因为人的缘故而妥协。
Because if we compromise because of men, then God will reject us, you know, from His eternal life.
如果我们因为人的缘故而妥协，神就会厌弃我们进入他的国度。
So may God help us.
所以求神帮助我们。
Always stand firm in our faith.
永远站在信仰上站稳脚步。
If we stand firm in our faith, then God will always be with us.
如果我们在信仰上站稳脚步，神就会一直与我们同在。
Let's all rise and sing one hymn 378.
我们一起站起立，唱诗378首。
378.
378首。